Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Zimbabwe warmly welcomes and thanks the delegation of India for their report outlining the country's endeavors towards fulfilling its human rights obligations. It is noted that India is continuing with its efforts to progressively implement the accepted recommendations arising from its last review, the majority of them pertaining to socioeconomic rights. To ensure inclusive and equitable development, India has put in place a set of socioeconomic policies to address the various basic needs of the people, including health, education, housing, poverty alleviation, women empowerment, food security, and social security. Zimbabwe recommends that India takes steps towards improving access to health, especially access to maternal health and adequate obstetric delivery services, so as to reduce maternal and child mortality, and accelerate the process of consolidating existing labor laws to inter alia promote the right to equal opportunity for work and at work, as well as to achieve occupational safety. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.